Daf Kuf Chav Vav Amad Aleph. We have a few tesis in on the previous sugyem. My love, ha'ein betzavorei peiseach tefach. That Rabbi Yossi said, royin. We have to be roye. What do we have to look for? So the Gemara held it's going on ein betzavorei peiseach tefach. And we look if there's tumme there. V'royin haino, royin asatume, mikeneged ashoko feiloi. If there's tumme in the tzavor, so then it's a tumme retzutze, and then it'll be bekas voila. Oma rove ochi koma, and rove said a different shot. Royin is choylik on Rameya. Rameya said, a roichev of a peiseach tefach is sufficient. And Rabbi Yossi says you need mamish a halal tefach. You don't say choykekim. Oma rove ochi koma. So Rove said that Rabbi Yossi is choylik on Rameya. So Tosis asks, why do you have to say this a machloikis? And if you need a halal tefach or not, l'chayr l'hava motzi l'meima dayesh b'tzavori peseach tefach koi. Maybe it's speaking about there's no halal tefach. There's only a peseach tefach. And that just like Rameya holds choykikin, Rabbi Yossi also holds choykikin. V'loi bo lachloik. And that is no machloikis. Elod loi choshev lishkoif oil. But the machloikis is only in one nekuda. Rameya holds that if it's on the miftam, even though it's minashoka for luchutz, that's also called the bayis istame. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, davke minashoka for lufne. But there's no machloikis, so royin avol royin atzav kelev koi. The rain at Tzava Kelev Koi. Rain goes, you look where the Tzava Kelev, and that's the Machloikis. Rameya says it's irrelevant if it's mina shoka v'luchutz, mina shoka v'luchnim. And Rabbi Yossi says, no. It has to be dafka mina shoka v'luchnim. So Tosva says, v'loi shayach l'meima loshen royin aho. Royin means you have to be mevarer, you have to be boidik. The munach kamon, the tzavar of the kelev, he wouldn't say a loshen of royin, you're mevarer, it's laying in front of you. The loshen royin applies ela atume, shehi bifnim, that means if it's going where the tume is, that means you can't see the tume. The tum is inside the keller. So, royin yomavara, where is the tum? Is the tum in the tzavos, the tum in the b'nei ma'ayin? So then, a loshen of royin applies. Oy acholo shayich loyma royin. Or, if there was a peseach tefach, we don't know, was there also a halal tefach? That is pshat royin. You look if in the peseach tefach there's a halal tefach also. But to say stamazai where the tzava of the kelev is, the loshen of royin is not applicable. So now the Gemara said that Rameisa, that's the maskonas of Gemara, Rabbi Yossi is choylik on Rameya. And Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not sufficient, a roichev tefach, you need a halal tefach. V'Rameya, the loyboi halal tefach, a male, you don't need a halal tefach. The time may, the islay perkama de Shabbos, the choikikim lahashlim. That means if you have enough of an area that you could chisel out a reshus or a mokim, so even though b'asher usham it's not chiseled out, but since you have a mokim to chisel out from, so we say choikikim lahashlim. So Memela Rameya holds, if you measure the circumference of the Tzava Minachutz, so there is enough area, if you'll chisel out the Mibifnim to make a Halal Tefach, so that's Shitas Rameya, he holds chaykekim. And we see that Meir holds this in Masechta Shabbos. Isle perkama de Shabbos, to chaykekim lahashlim, gabi zorak v'noch v'chu kolshu. There it says that if a person was zorik meshus haram, v'noch v'chu kolshu, so like this, you need a hanoche and a mokim dalet al dalet. And it was noch bechul kosho. So the thing is that, but since in, if you could be choikik this chul, you could make it a reshus dalet al dalet. So memele, so it's called a hanoche. So we see Rav Meir holds this concept of choikikim. That means even though Ba'asher Rosham it's only a chul, it's only a small hole, but if there's enough area to be chokik, a rishus, so there's a teiris rishus. That's Ramei Lishitos. So K'toisvus in the hei the perikamed the erevim gabi kipa loy oma chokikim lahashlim elok sheyesh beraglayim arbo. There it's speaking about an erevim. You have an archway, and in order to have a Shem Pesach, it has to be 10 tvachim, an opening of 10 tvachim, with a width of 4 tvachim. There it says, if the, by the bottom of the archway, there's a width of 4 tvachim, even though by the top of the archway, there's less than a width of 4 tvachim, you say choykikim. So Taisa had a problem. Why, by the bottom of the archway, it has to be a width of 4 tvachim? There can be a width of 3 tvachim. And you'll be chaykik. Just like on the top you're chaykik, and just like by a chul and Shabbos, we can be chaykik the whole rishus. So why, by the Gemara and Erevin, you need that the bottom has to be already a reichiv of dalet tvachim. So Taisu says, Hani mili gabi mezuzah. The mezuzah is a unique halacha. So we learn out Ubish Orecha that it has to have a Torah Shah, a Knisa before Chaykikim. It has to have already, it's not, you can't have a Lomdish Shah. The Shah means that it's already, it's Oymed L'Knisa. So Mamela, that's why Al Koponim, you need by the Raglayim a Reichim of Dalet Roch. Period. Avabalma filo ain't shom dalet chaykikim, but so he ain't shom. Period. Anu taisvis. Venire dahach shmaite. Now we have here a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yosi, where the tumah has to be. If it's sufficient that the tumah should be on the mifton, on the threshold, even min ashoka v'lechutz. Or does it have to be dafka min ashoka v'lefnim? Zektaisvis v'nire dahashmaita mayrik she'ein tefach min ashoka v'lechutz. That means from the mashke v'lechutz there is not an overhang of a tefach. Because if there be an overhang of a tefach, so the tumah would go underneath this overhang and then would enter the house, would go underneath the shokuf and enter the house. So it's speaking about on top, there's no overhang of a tefach. And I think that what Taisa says at the end, vein oil poches mi tefach, so it doesn't have a shame oil, since it's less than a tefach. I think this is going on the beginning of Taisa. And Taisa says, one more nekudah shesoigrim hadeles, when you shut the door, hu ka oil bifnei atzmoi. That means, so when you shut the door, so the, and the outside of the mashkuf is completely cut off from the inside of the house. So memele, so that is why if it is underneath the mashke fachitza in the mashke v'lochutz, that's why Rabbi Yossi holds the bias is toyer, because the outs, the minamashke v'lochutz does not have achshibes of an oil, and it's not considered tchilas knises abayis. Anu taisis, but avalosa omar piv lifnim abayis toyer. If the pev the kelev is bifnim, and the neck of a rei is b'chutz, habayis toyer. Lachutz, if the pay of the kelim is lachutz, and the dekim is lofnim, tomim neishetum a yeitzi derev shulam. V'nire, the rabbi lozo lav a kelim, the rabbi yoisi koi. Rabbi yoisi says that there has to be a halal tefach. So it's a halal tefach, so why would rabbi lozo say, pim bifnim abai istoy? The rabbi yoisi bekelim shesh mitzavori, halal paiseach tefach hayri. Rabbi lozo is going on Rameyer's Piv, she'im b'chalal p'yseich tefach. V'dekomar piv lifnim abai yistoyer. So elo b'stam klovim ayri, she'im b'tzavorim p'yseich tefach, over chalal tefach. That is the end of the Tosfosin, and let us go further. Two lines from the last two lines. Uman tane de polig ole. We had Rabbi Yossi had said that mahil kinoigeya, that if a person is mile over a tumah, it's equivalent kilo he was touching the tumah. So the Gemara asks, Uman tane de polig ole. Rabbi Shimon. So let us just see Zamachlikas, Rashi and Tosfos. What is pshat in the Gemara's kasha? Zot Rashi, man tane de la'el. We hear a tane de hanoigeya b'kachatzi zayis. If a person touches a chatzi zayis, v'dova acher mail olo val achatzi zayis. So we hear a mishne neholis, the k'toni toyer, le mitztarfi, that you're not mitzarev, Meshicha sa oil with maga. Alma maga va oil. Lav chachmohu upoligad rabiosi de kore la oil negeya. So who is the tane that is choylik an rabiosi? Rabiosi holds that mile kenegeya. Who is this tane? So Rashi found a tane, the Mishnah Neholis. Now let us just see Tosfos. Mantane de poligle de Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon. Perish hakotris. Mantane de Omer la'el. Noigeya bechatzi zayis. If a person touched a half a zayis. V'dova achem mail olov al chatzi zayis toyo. D'loy mitzarek. That means that a meshiches ha'oil is not mitzurif with maget. Alma terei shmeininu, the oil lav hainu negiye, who is this tane? Vekoshe, fraktoisves, and shuldi. A meshiche sa oil, a fula rabbi yaisi is moide, that's not called mage. The awesome a fula rabbi yaisi moide, bein la baye, bein la rove. The olamayla mitefach oil bamshochu, that's not called maga, afilo according to Rabbi Yossi. Borai, because Rabbi Yossi said that meloi talvad rekev is metame bimage bimasa ube oil. So you see, klo, that oil bamshoch, afilo according to Rabbi Yossi is called oil. Nila refolgesh, not like Rashi, so we're not going on the town of the Mishnah Holis. Amay de koma la'el, man haitane de choshev la'oil negiye. The Gemara said, who is the tane that holds oil as negiye? Rabbi Yossi. Mechlaudik in the pligile. Vaisto, he says, another tane from the Gemara Shaila. Who is the tane that holds oil negiye? Vaisto, the Gemara was aware there's another tane that doesn't hold mile kenegeye. The Kama man havi haitana, who is this tana? The Kitzer, we are looking for a tana that holds that mahil is not like negeya. So who's this tana? Rabbi Shimon. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraise, Rabbi Shimon Imel, Shaloish Tumais Pershois minameis. There are three types of tumis that originate from a maize. Shtayim b'chol achas. In these three tumis, they only have two of the characteristics of what a maize is. That means amazes metamba b'magi b'masa b'oil, and these three tumis are unique that they only have two of the three characteristics of a mace, ushlishis ain't them. But the third characteristic they don't have. Now, the Braise is going to explain. The Eluhain, Meloi Tarved Rekev, he had Rekev of a mace, that was the mace disintegrated. The Etzem Kisoiro, an Etzem the size of a barley, the Goylo Vedoifik. The Goylo Vedoifik, Rashi learns that Goylo is the Kisi Ha'orin, Doifik are the sides of the urn that support it. Now, so these three things are unique, that they only have two of the three characteristics that Tumas Mace has. Now, the Braise explains. Meloi Tarved Rekev, Mitame Bemase. Now, by Rekev, you have a problem, since these are small particles of a disintegrated mace, if you touch it, you're not touching the Meloi Tarved. There's a shear you have to touch. So, Meloi Tarved Rekev, Mitame Bemase. If you pick it up, so you're carrying Meloi Talmud. Uba Oihil, or if you're a mile over it, so you also mile over the whole Meloi Talmud. Ve'enoi metame b'magev. But Tumis Magev is not applicable by Rekev because it's not shaykh to touch. Now, Rabbi Yossi had said, there is Tumis Magev because Rabbi Yossi holds mile k'negeya. That was Rabbi Yossi's Lashon. And we see Rabbi Shimon as Cholek, so he's the Tana that doesn't hold this concept of Mael Kenegeya, so therefore he says flatly that there's no Tumis Mage by Meloi Tarved Rekev. Veheichon Magoi, so where will we find Tumis Mage? That means in Meloi Tarved Rekev there's only Oyel and Masa. Which ones will we find to mismage? Im achas mehem. So Rashi says, im achas mehem means im kol achas mehem. And the other two, there's to mismage. Now, what are the other two? Etzem kisoyre, metame bimaso ubimage. Etzem kisoyre also has two tumis, maso mage, beinim metame boil, doesn't have to mismage. V'heichon ohole, where do you have to mesoyle? Imachas mem, and all of the other two. Goylo v'doifek, mitame b'mage uba'oyel, v'ini mitame b'masa, v'heichon masoy imachas mem. So b'kitzer, the Baraisa says that there are three unique tumes apershis min ha'meis that only have two of the three characteristics of Tumas Meis. That means Meloi Talved Rekev is Metame Be'oyel Be'mase, not Be'mage. Etzem Kisoyre is Metame Be'mage or Be'mase, not Be'oyel. And Goylo V'doifek is Metame Be'mage or Be'oyel and not Be'mase. Let us see Rashi. Sholosh tumos pershos min ha'meis. So Rashi says that this lashon you have to take with a grain of salt. Tumos harbe pershos min ha'meis. There are many tumis that come out from a meis, that originate from a meis. Kigoyin, kizayis boso. Now kizayis boso is metaba b'magi b'masa boyo. V'shedra v'gulgoyla shaloi chisru, if you have a complete shedra, complete gulgoylas, it's also metame, v'magi b'masa boil. V'roi v'atzomis, aroi v'akava v'atzomis, that's also metame in all three. U'meloi talved rekev, this is only metame in two, not b'magi. V'etzem kisoyre, is only metame in two, not boil. V'roi v'aminyin v'abinyin, roi v'minyin atzomeis, roi v'minyin atzomeis, is metame in three. Elo, so what does the Baraisa mean? Sholosh tumos pershos. There's three tumos which are pershos. Elo, sholosh tumos pershos mimenu. There are three types of tumes sheshavais bedavaze, that they have a comparison, they're similar in this nekuda, sheyesh becholachash shtayim mitumosei shalmeis. Each one of these three has a similarity that all, each one has two of the three tumes of a meis. Oimaga umasa beloy oyo. Oimaga v'oyo. That maga masa beloy oyo, that's the meis at some kisoyra. Oimaga v'oyo beloy masa, and that is gelo v'doifik. Oimasa v'oyo beloy maga, and that is beloy tal v'drekev. Vashlishis aimbo. Doesn't have this third characteristic of tumas meis. Ve'elohim, hagimul ha-pershoish sha-mishpat ha-zen-noig ben. Meloi talvid rekev ve'etzem kisayra ve'goylo ve'doifik. Goylo zakisi ha-elyein. This is the top covering. Daf shenoistim alameis is the covering of the orim. Doifik, zedaf hanitim betzidov. These are the supporting boards that support the goyle. How do we know bechlal that there's tumis, that these are metame? Rabbeinu lo mikroi bepek pema mekashe. Bahanach trei, now so lechere, the braise said there are three pershes min ameis. Lechere, there are four, goyle and doifik. So Rashi says, no, vanech trei chode tumenim. Goyle and doifik is one type of tumen. Shish neim, yoitzi mi mikreecha, we learn both of them from one posik. V'tumosam shoveh. And they're similar. The metame, the mage, or ba'oyel. Abu shah poish min ameis, kol gimul tumis ameis nehagim ben. Other tumis ala poish min ameis have all three characteristics of ameis. It's metame, the mage, the masa ba'oyel. Meloi tal vedreke metame, the masa ba'oyel, according to Rab Shimon. Shrei noisei es kuloi, he's carrying the whole thing. Shrei mail al kuloi, the Shit Mekabetzel says. But mage doesn't apply because it's not shach to touch every particle of the reke. Ve'ene metame b'mage, she'ene negeya b'kulon. By touching it, you cannot touch every particle. Pahainu pligi de Rabbi Yosi. This is the tana that's chelek Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi said there's tumas maga by meloi talvid rekev. The Amar meloi talvid rekev mitame b'maga. How is it maga? The call yeloyel maga. He called oyel maga. And Rabbi Shimon says no, that's called oyel. That's not called maga. Heichon magoi shomeis. Where do we have tumas maga? If by rekev we don't have tumas maga. Bachas mem, buchalachas meilu ashtayim enisos. By the other two, you will have there tumas maga. Etzem kisoyre, aloch lamoishim isinai. The mago masa yislai v'loyel, ken umrini benos, etzem kisoyre, aloch, etz aloch lamoishim isinai. Veheichen oholo ishameis, but there is no oil, koilu v'doifik. Nami aloch, gmiru lo bebeim amekashim. Laman the nafkele hosam mikro. If you learn out, one man yama learns out goyilu v'doifik from a posig. So trashele yadana meichani mit masa. Then I can't figure out how they knew that there's no tumas masa. Let us see toisvis. Zuk toisvis etzem kesayra metame b'maga b'masa b'loy b'oyo. Perish b'kontrist aloch l'moish misinehu. B'yef shaloy mekayim. The mikroyafin alo benoze per koyin godu, we have a loch, alamasha noze megaleach, all of afogam le metama boil. That was the Moses, it's a loch le moish misinai, that is, noze is megaleach. It's very interesting, Rashi in the Mishnah and Daf Kufchov Dalvadom at Beis, Rashi says here like Toysis, the bottom Rashi and the Omid, the etzem kisayre bemeis metama bemage bemase, kitachsid, oy be'etzem adam, so Rashi brings an apostik take. That's l'cheira the Gemara in Nazir, the Gemara brings an this posik, oy be'etzem adam. So it's interesting why Rashi over here said that it's a loch l'moish misinai. Doilu v'doifik metame b'mage u'boil, v'metame b'mas. So Taisa says, Lamanda Mepek Behema Mekasha the Goyle of the Doifik Hava Mealochim. He can remember the Ochi Gmirilo. If you learn Salach Lamashim Yisimai, so it could be that's how it was taught. That there's no Tumas Masa Bagoyle of the Doifik. El Lamanda Maisilo. Mial Pnei Asodim. It says, Mial Pnei Asodim. Koshim Menolon. How do you know to be Mayat Masa? Nir Mishum Dukra the Chalashig Al Pnei Asodim Mekmini Benoza Boyo. That's speaking about oil. Hilka matama boy. Ube maganami matama mishum davki belosh negia. But that's it. It's speaking about oil and it says belosh negia. But more than that, ava mamasa loy motzinu sheyitma. Zakti gemara vaita. We heard in the Mishnah, kulyas nevela vikulyas asheres. A bone that had marrow in it. Marrow of a nevela, there was a kezayis nevela in it, there's a kezayis or a basha of the sheretz in it, of the sar sheretz. So we had over there that the din is as follows. If the kuya, if the bone is sosum, that means there's no way to touch the moyach in the bone. So then the bone is not metame, even though all the time a shomer is mitzi tume. Here we have a limud that a shomer, that you cannot, a shomer of a tume, that you cannot be noigeya in the tume, that shomer is not metame. But if there's a nekev in the bone, so then, there's a nekev in the bone, then the bone is metama alts shoima. So let us, that the locha that it's in the Mishnah. Kuyas nevela v'kuyas hasheres. Tono rabono. Binivloso. We learn off a negev binivloso. The person touches the nevela. Nevela means the meat. V'loi v'kuyas stuma. But if you touched a bone, you're not Makabotume. That means here we have a gilui that the bone, even though it's a shema, it's not moitzi tume. Yochel afilu nikvo. If even if there is a hole in the bone, so then the if you touch the bone, it won't be metame. Tamaloima hanegeya yitmo. The yitmo is a ribui. So what do we learn out from this ribui? If it's possible to touch the moyach in the bone. And how can you touch the moyach in the bone if there's a minute hole? So it's shayach for a hair of a person to enter this hole and touch the moyach. So then the bone is metama al shema. Eshe, efshe, that means if it's any way possible to be negeya b'moyach, so then the bone is metama. Then we have, then the shame is metama. Eshe, efshe, liga, tomek, beshe, efshe, liga, toyem. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi. Yochel afila nikva, if they made a hole in the bone, lehavi tome. Tamaloima hanoigeya yitmo, yud yiseira dorish, yud is a yita. And we learn that hanoigeya yitmo as follows. Es she'ef sheliga, the ribuy of yitmo is, if it's possible to touch the moyach, shame tuma olo. So then we consider this tume inside. If the tume inside is accessible, then we consider this tume inside. Hilka rafapi the loinoge didn't touch the tume alabetzem. He's also tume. The shame machnis umaitzi tume. That's the klal a shame brings in or takes out tume. So if the tume is accessible, as of sheliga anoyeya, it's possible to touch the tume, so it's considered as a shame tume, and then the shame is moitzi yes atume. But if you cannot bechlal touch the moyach, the tume is not accessible, so we do not consider that it's a shame of tume. A tume that is not accessible is not considered that I have tume here. So that's the name of Hashem, Shomer and Tumim, and that's not Moitzi Tumim. Omar loy Rabbi Zeira la Abaye. So Rabbi Zeira asked Abaye, Ela Meyato. So you're telling me that you can, a Shomer is only Metame if the Boso is accessible. That means the Shomer medicine is not Boso. It's another material. But if the Boso is accessible, then the Shomer is Moitzi the Tumim. The boss is not accessible, so then the shame is not Meitzitzum. What happens if you have a behemoth before it got skinned, so it's completely enveloped with the skin? The skin is not boss. The skin is not metame. So then the aloha should be that if a person will touch this dead nevela, he should not become tame, because you can't get to the boss. So he answered him, Poikrazi kamen the kovim yesh, but what do you mean you can't get to the bosa? Without taking off the skin, you can get to the bosa through the nose, through the eyes, through the pair. There are entrances with, even though it's enveloped with oil, there's a ifanim how to get to the bosa, so it's no problem. Fine. Omale rapopo l'rove ele miyato kulyo b'chelbo loy sitame. What if you have a kidney which is enveloped with fat? Now the fat is not mekabotum, but the fat is a shema to the kulyo, but it's completely enveloped with the fat. So l'chayre, if you'll touch the fat, it should not be meitzi tume from the kulyo. Kulyo v'nevela. So he told them, Tochazi kama chutim nimshochim heimeno. There are chute bosor, he told them, come here, I'll show you, you look at a chuye, you can see coming out of the kuye and going through the fat, there's chute bosor. So memela, so again, so it's not considered that the tumah is not accessible. Even though it's enveloped with fat, there's still besar hakuye, which are accessible to be negeya. Well, let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, behema b'soich oira, calls man shloi hufshet haklal. Before it got skinned, a person will touch the skin of the animal. Loitzetom, tiyepshe liga bebosa. You can't touch the bosa. He said, kama nekovim yesh, but what are you talking about? There are so many entrances that you can touch the bosa without skinning the animal. Hapeh, b'achoytem, b'inayim. Chaylev, einay tomeh. Chaylev is not tomeh. Kedavsiv yoyosa l'chol melochem. It says, by the chaylev, chaylev nevela, yoyosa l'chol melochem, v'tanya b'gmova, l'chol sho b'psochim, melochem. Ma talmud loyma l'chol melochem. What's the call? From Lechaz Hagid, it's good because you don't need Tare. From Lechaz Gavoye Tomei, I'm Loim Lechom Malochas, so that's a gili that the Chelev of a Nevela is not Tomei. Kulya Hamachuse Bechelba. A kulya, a kidney that's covered with its fat, enveloped with its fat, like Tetame, if you touch the fat, Hoil the Evshaliga, but in this matzah, you can't touch the kulya. Moshe says, no, tochazin imshochem ena bem tzaiso, from them tzais of the kulya, there comes out, chutei bo, vehein bosa, de bosa. Zuk toisves, benivloso, veloi bekulya stume. So we learn out benivloso. You have to touch an avela. Veloy bekulyas stum. If you have a bone that is completely sosum, completely sealed, it's not metame. So Taisa says, "Ma'ikronami matina bepeg be'mekash atzomis v'gidim." We're memayet all bones. So how do we know to be memayet a bone that has moyach? Maybe just memayet a bone alone. Because it imkain echin a mait mine kulya stume. Maybe only mamait's a bone that has no meat on it. That's felt nivlosa, but a bone that has meat inside, even though you don't have access to the meat, but could be its metame. That's called nevlosa. Because it says, anegeya yitmo. Negeya means if it's possible to be negeya. That's the limud, is memele. That means from the limud that I have that teaches us that if you touch the shomer, your tumah, if the tumah is accessible. So memele, from this I know if the tumah is not accessible, you toil. That's what Taisu says. If the limud antume is dafke, anegeya yitmo, so from this we learn out, if it's not shach to be negay, it's not shach to become tum. Now, Taisu says, afopi de shema havi bisosum, there is a concept of a shema by a dover completely enveloped. Kagain chita beklipasa. We learned in the beginning by a baraita. So Taisu says, "Hosam marbinen mikro de zera asher yizoreya." We have a special pasuk. Kederech shnei odom meitzin lezriya. Avol hachi goliko de shema lehavi ela b'she'ef sheliga. But here there's a special limud. So Taisi says there is a limud by Zeroyim, that special limud, Ashay Zerei, I feel it's completely enveloped. And here I have a limud after when the tomb is accessible. My son, the Oscar brings down from the Loshna of Rashi, would seem you don't need a limud by Tare. The whole limud is, does it have, is it called a Shema Letume? If the tomb is accessible, it's called a shema l'tumah. If the tomb is not accessible, it's not called a shema l'tumah. So this whole drosh is only negeya tumah. Tare is b'chlal no limud. So mele not to need a special posik. Taisus says, Taisus wants to differentiate between why by tare shema's metayer afilu it's completely enveloped. So Taisus, because it's a posik, according to Rashi, you don't have to say this. But to know, learn the Taisus later, we have to know the Gemara later, so we'll stop the Taisus over here. Voi Rabbi Yeshaya. Now this is a very interesting Gemara. We have the dinners as follows. You have a bone that has marrow in it. The marrow could be metame. So we said, it depends. If the marrow is accessible, there's a hole in the bone that you could put a hair of a human being into it. It'll touch the marrow, so the marrow is accessible to be metame. So then, the bone is metame al shema. If the tumah is not accessible, then the bone is not metame al shema. Boy Rabbi Yoshaya. Chishev oleho linoikva veloi nikva. Amoridik shayla, which we would never even think it's a shayla. He thought he's going to make a hole. He didn't make a hole, but he thought to make a hole. But he touched the bone. Will the bone be moitzi tume? We have this klal that it's yochel liga. A shemer is maitzi tumah. If it's any yochel liga, shemer is not maitzi tumah. What is if chishiv oleh l'noikva loy nikva? It's very interesting what the shail is, and the way the Gemara is poshet, it's really very interesting. Mal mechusar nikive ke mechusar maise domi. He thought he's going to make a hole, but he didn't make a hole. And if he didn't make a hole, so the tomb is not accessible. Or maybe not. He thought to make a hole. So it's called the tomb is accessible because he thought to make a hole. So, I mean, Lamaise, if you need it to make accessible, it's not accessible. Well, when we make the whole, it'll be accessible. It's very difficult to understand. Hada, Pashta, so the way we have a Girsa of an Agamor, it says, Mechusar Nekiva Lachke Mechusar Maisa Dami. The Mor says, yeah, even though he didn't make the whole, it's also an atame. Because he thought to make a whole. Kaponim, Mordeke Limud. But one machshava can bring tumah. That's lamaise. What the Gemara is telling us, a machshava to make a hole, a machshava to have an access to tumah is already metame. That's maybe a musa dekibeher. But al kaponim, that's what is in our girsa. The shita mekabet says if you look in A, it says punfakel. Or the poshta mechusar nikive ki mechusar maise domi punfakel, that it's toil, it's hard to make a hole. Yeah, that's this gemara, and let us go further. Beyas hasheretz hamerukemes toil. There are certain shrotzim that have lay eggs. That Rashi says, "Beis Hasheretz Yesheretz Shuhu Matul Beim Sov Valto V'Chaymet L'Chaytz a turtle, a lizard, and a snail. They lay eggs, and so it's a sheretz. Beis Hasheretz. So Mamele a sheretz is metamet. Now we have Hamerukemes. Hamerukemes means that." They're formed already inside the beya, the tzura of a sheretz. Tahira. So, if a person touches the egg from the outside, so we'll see we have the same aloha that we had by a nevela. Just like by a nevela, if you touch the shema, you're only tamei. If you have an access to the tumeh, so the same thing by beya sheretz, If there's no, you don't have any access to the tumah, it's toil. Nikva kolshu. What happens if there is a minute hole in the shell of the egg? It's tumah. So now he touched the egg, so he's tumah because then the shema, since he has an access to the tumah, so the shomer is metame. What does Rashi say? Amaru kemesh shenilad bo efreich. There's already, it was formed inside the egg, the sheretz. Tahira, b'fishi efsheliga bo, because this shomer is not metame since you don't have an access to the sheretz. Nikva koshu tmei vachal pi, Shloinoga elo b'peyer, what's the yud aleph? Shloinoga elo b'klipo. So he only touched the shell. Shashayma maitzi tume. Now we're going to have a very interesting halachim. There's a certain type of a animal, an achbor, we'll see, that grows from the ground without parents. And it takes time for it to develop. And we could have such a hechetimtze that in the process of developing, we can have half of this achbar is boso, and half of it is still adoma, earth. And it takes time till the earth develops into an achbor. Achbor shechetzyoi boso vechetzyoi adomo. And this is an achbor that's one of the shmeine shchotzim that's metame. But this achbor is unique that it's not completely developed. It's partially developed. Half of the achbor is boso, and you have all the components of an achbar in this half, and the other half is adamas, earth. Hanegeya, and it's dead mustam, it didn't develop a diet, is hanegeya bibos, so if a person will touch the psar of this achbar tome, this is a shame achbar, so it's from the Shmei Nishrotzen. Ba'adoma, but if he touched the chelik of the achbar, which is still adoma, toil. Rabbi Yudoimer, afanegeya, ba'adoma, shekineged abosotome. Rabbi Yudoimer says, amirdik echidish, that the adoma that is opposite the bosa, that's mechubah to the bosa, and this adoma had a potential becoming bosa, Lamai said died before it became bosa, you also tome. Let us see what Rashi says.